Aircheckdownloads.com.
New album called Tourism. First single, How Do You Do? Readjusting the old songs just a little bit. Rocks at Sheffield Arena on July the 17th. Glasgow Arena, July the 18th. That's the current single now then. Sun up today, 4:54. Packing up for the day at 9:16 tonight. We've got Depeche Mode in a moment and Rod McKenzie now.
Thank you, Simon. The FBI is investigating around the world in 20 minutes with 1FM headline news at breakfast at 7:52.
Reach out to space.
It was the record of the week in 1989, Depeche Mode and Personal Jesus. And speaking of records of the week, we got the current one coming next. It's 1FM at 3:30 to 8.
We've got some more problems on the A4 in West London. In addition to the westbound restrictions leading onto the Hammersmith one-way system, Brighton between Luton and Guildford, and between City Thameslink and Sevenoaks.
Thank you. The record of the week for this week, Vivian McCone and Sing. Ooey ooey oo. Sing. Chicken Vindaloo. Well, go on then. Wow. Sing. Ooey ooey oo. Vivian McCone performs the record of the week. It's going to be a hit single, I do believe. Rod, when I say sing, that's everybody apart from you.
Oh, I wanted to join
you. Devoid of any sense of musical rhythm or harmony at all.
It's not what my mother says.
Try it then, go on.
Ooh-wee-ooh-wee-ooh.
Your mother was wrong. Ah, pluck those strings.
Monday to Friday, The Breakfast Show, Radio 1 FM.
Always look on.
FM, Simon Mayo.
Coming up between 8 and 9.
8:01, Thursday, July 9, 1992. Rod.
In the news, grim prospects for school leavers, says a new report. Many face a future without jobs or training. The FBI trail a US businessman who's said to be trying to buy off the Lockerbie families. Plus, the safe sex vending machine that's the first. And Diane's safe weather forecast.
Well, I'm afraid there's a lot of rain around today. The low's around 17, that's 63. The high, well, it's still humid at 21, 70 degrees. Yes, the weather's depressing, so is the travel, but there's nothing new there.
Thank you, and a wedding confession coming up. Very different, but another very good one at 8:40 as we continue our wedding week. On this day in history, a relatively new identikit quiz. You can call now, and we'll play some U2, some Go West, Crowded House, Madonna, In Excess, The Wet, Nomad, and Glasgow Gamer. Sean Critters, I'll start again, hang on a second. Hello, Sean Christopher of Middlesbrough. Maxine sends all her love and three kisses on the air. Who do you think I'm going to be doing that? I've got another thing coming. Any offers to send three kisses?
Chris's.
Never mind. Never mind. Well, it's approaching 6 minutes past eight and now the weather forecast. From no. Daphne Oxenford.
Oh, stop it.
Daffers. Sorry, is it Dimpfner?
Dimpfner something Oxen. Like that.
All right,
actually, when we were in New Zealand, every place I went to, I had a different name, so...
Do you have a Maori name, or what?
Or is it like being Jane Seymour? I was just a different actress wherever I was.
You look like a bit of a Maori, actually.
Moving on to the weather. Right, Rod, there you go, there's your weather. Right,
no, on, please, look, I'll apologise on his behalf. He doesn't know what he's saying this morning, and neither do I.
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Go on, Rod, it's over to you now. Read the weather.
The latest satellite picture shows
a satellite.
Clear.
I'll give it back.
Thank you.
The latest
can't
satellite picture shows cloud moving across just about the whole of the country today. It's not the best of days, really. We've got Atlantic clouds just starting to push in from the west. That means changeable weather just about everywhere. Much of Scotland and Northern Ireland going to have a dry and a bright day. There's going to be hazy sunshine just about everywhere in those areas. You're very lucky because I'm afraid the cloud is then going to increase as the day goes on. And over the northwest of Scotland, we are going to get some showers more, especially later in the day. Moving to the north of England and Wales, well, you're going to be cloudy virtually throughout and you are going to get outbreaks of rain. They're going to be heavy in a few places. The good news is later on this afternoon, there is a band of slightly clearer weather. That's going to spread slowly from the northwest into the more northern parts. Over eastern and southern England and over the Midlands, you're going to start the day with an awful lot of drizzle around. Then it's going to turn mostly cloudy.
and the cloud for you is going to stay virtually throughout the whole of the day, and it's going to get worse because this afternoon we are forecasting some showers for you. In the extreme southeast, there's a bit of clear sky around this morning. That means a touch of sun before the cloud moves in this afternoon, and then it's going to bring much more persistent rain this evening and tonight. If you look at the percentage chance of rain, we're talking 80% chance in the southwest of England, 20 to 30 in the northwest of Scotland, we're around 40% chance in the south and the southeast. Temperature-wise, same as yesterday, the lows around 17, that's 63, the highs up to 21, 70 degrees.
Thank you, Identikit time.
They are getting tickets to the people who value them the most.
I'm sure she was one, wasn't she?
A long time ago, she's not anymore though.
Right.
This little splash there, you just tidy that up. I do hate an untidy kitchen.
I do too.
There we are.
I'm sure she was one.
Well, obviously she was at some time.
Right. Possibly.
I see more of my husband than I ever have before, but I've always worked, and previously it's been difficult. I've had difficulty getting leave to come to the conference.
Same again, she was definitely one.
Yeah.
Pass over here!
It's none of these.
Three times a lady by the Commodores.
Elected, Alice Cooper.
Single girl.
Oh, you mean the Sheena Easton song? No, well, you're totally wrong. 071-637-4343 is worth three album tokens, a book, and one of our attractive speaking cultures. We need it. It tells you the time and then falls apart. If you're in a flat where you're not allowed to keep a pet, you'll be interested in the new Japanese invention called Mew, a stuffed toy cat with an electronic sensor that purrs when you stroke it. It costs you 52 quid. It won't get sick. You don't have to feed it or take care of it. It's the ultimate pet. They sold 78,000 of them, mainly to young, single women, who, it says, crave a little cuddle after the long hours of photocopying.
Oh, don't be so patronising.
This is what it says. It's a quote from... It's certainly true in the Newsbeat office. Anyway, you can also buy Super Doggy Guard 1, a mechanical canine with an infrared sensor that barks when something moves. They're still working on a mechanical dolphin that you can wind up and then go swimming with it. But be careful, because you don't want to get arrested. Anyway, dolphins always make you cry. Sometimes. You too, and the new mix of... current single, even better than the real thing. Sun up today, 4:54. What's wrong with you, Rod? Packing up at 9:16. Approaching 8:13, Rod has these stories.
Like this, too many of the young are poor, jobless or homeless. Five out of the six traffic wardens in Paignton have been suspended for spending too much time drinking tea in the resort's cafes. It's 1FM headline news in tune with the world at 8:13.
Safest parking, men. Safest parking. Show crew and the people who are turning up watching Smiley bending over looking at his builder's bum. Castle Park Bangor is where you need to be today. Gary Davis will be there on stage 10, the show live at 11 o'clock. Bob Geldof at Opus 3 will be playing live. And before that, of course, 2 hours of Diana Ross to enjoy.
They are getting tickets to the people who value them the most.
I'm sure she was one, wasn't she?
A long time ago. She's not anymore, though.
Right.
This little splash there. You just tidy that up. I do hate an untidy kitchen.
Oh, I do.
There we are.
I'm sure she was one.
Well, obviously she was at some time.
Right. Possibly.
I see more of my husband than I ever have before, but I've always worked, and previously it's been difficult. I've had difficulty getting leave to come to the conference.
Yeah. Same again, yeah. She was definitely
yeah.
one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pass over here!
Line three, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Richard Butler.
Is it really?
It is.
Where are you from, Richard?
Kensington.
The posh end.
The very posh end.
And, of course, it's all posh in Kensington.
It is.
Well, one of those song titles, please, Dick.
True Blue from Madonna.
Why do you think that, Richard?
The first one's Theresa Gorman discussing Wimbledon tickets.
Ooh.
Second one's Lady Thatcher
Ooh.
Talking about her kitchen.
Ooh.
And the third one, Virginia Bottomley talking about her other half.
A very good series of thoughts there, Richard. You correctly observed all three women there.
Ooh.
Just got the wrong song title at the end of it. Even though, obviously, that would have worked. However, it's an incorrect answer.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Richard. Bye. Bye. I think we'll turn to Rod for this next one.
And I'll turn to line nine.
Line nine, hello.
Hello.
We always turn to line nine in a crisis. Who's that?
Hello, it's David Oakley from Chester.
How's it in Chester, Dave?
Bit grey and overcast.
Song title?
I think it's Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison.
Why?
Well, they're all women, and at some point they've all been pretty. Well, pretty horrendous, anyway.
Very good. Nicely qualified and completely wrong.
Oh, well.
Thanks for calling, David. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I like that. So, Rod, would you like to choose another one?
I feel really sorry for Diane.
Well, she's got a mouthful of toast.
Oh, okay. Line four.
And she did choose both of them last time, and you got all in a huff.
Line four.
Like morning, breakfast crew.
Morning. It's like working with reception infants here. Line four, who's that?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Tellboy phoning from outside buffet number 12 at McDermott Park.
Tellboy who?
Tellboy Harrop.
Tellboy Harrop?
Yeah.
Be more specific. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Glasgow, but I'm phoning from outside buffet number 12.
Right, oh, I see, because I wouldn't want you to be outside buffet number 3.
Oh, right enough, yeah.
No, of course not. Song title, Tezza?
I think it's Girls on Film by Duran Duran.
Why?
Well, they used to be, because they're all politicians and they all used to be actresses.
They all used to be actresses?
Yeah.
So Lady Thatcher, was she an actress?
Well, she certainly was when she was up on stage.
When was she up on stage?
At the party conferences.
Right, and Theresa Gorman?
Same again.
Virginia Bottomley?
Same again.
Bye.
Bye.
You can do better than Richard, David and Terry, not difficult, and 4 album tokens and the rest could be yours tomorrow. And we'll take your call from 6:30, 1FM at 8:20, current single from INXS, Heaven Sent. Sports stories this morning concerning German golfer Bernhard Langer, who's leading the Scottish Open at Glen Eagles. He had a record equaling first round of 62, a blistering 8 under par. Hibs and St Johnstone have joined the 5 other major Scottish clubs announcing their decision to form a breakaway league following Aberdeen, Celtic, Hearts, Dundee United and Rangers. And the International Cricket Conference decision to lift the ban on the 16 rebel England tourists led by Mike Gatting could mean that some of them are going to be touring India this winter. But the chairman of the players' union, Tim Curtis, says there's going to be trouble if they get straight back into the side. He says most of his players was going to be against it. 8:23, Diane has to travel next. That old dog has changed you up all right. Diana Ross just arrived with a huge pile of records. Let's just see if I can see them from here. Tamla Motown. Oh, Diana Ross, let's see from here. 2 hours of Diana Ross with the Golden Hour. 2 hours of great tunes with Diana between 9 and 11. And then the Roadshow with Gary Davis. Sophie B. Hawkins, she is. And hot damn, I wish I was your lover. 8:26.
Some problems on the M4 heading into Heathrow at Junction 4A. The central line is now back in action, but I'm afraid you're going to continue with some delays right throughout the whole of this morning's rush hour.
Thanks very much. Steve Griffiths, if you're still listening from Felixstowe, he went to see Crowded House in Ipswich last night. He says they were mind-blowing. And that's for your wife, Tracy, who's still tucked up rather nicely in bed. It's a nice way to wake up. Four seasons in one day from Crowded House, from 1FM. It is now 8:30, Thursday, July the 9th, 1992. The latest news. Here's Rod.
Many young people are poor, jobless, or homeless.
Aircheckdownloads.com.